welcome to the Thursday, May 31st, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start out with Labs. Rob Vandenbrink today had two related articles. The first one was why a lot of people don't really have sort of functional labs anymore. As data centers become more complex, it becomes harder and harder to actually replicate what you have in the data center in a reasonable lab. With that, he's then asking how everybody is doing for a lab, what kind of equipment you have. For myself, that appears to be the sentiment of a couple of readers that replied. VMware is the way to go, or actually, I recently started using the Zen Cloud Platform more and more. Seems to be more functional than some of the free VMware ESX I parts that are available. Lots of vendors, of course, also release virtual implementations of their devices, like you can get virtual Cisco machines and such, that reasonably well implement some of the features you find in these devices. So within a virtual lab, you will be able to at least approximately assimilate what you do have in your real data center. But well, that's not all we have. We keep receiving Twitter lookalike domain names. Last one was interesting for two reasons. First of all, they were somewhat creative in how they made it Twitter lookalike. Instead of, for example, just using a different number of T's or I's, they replaced the W in Twitter with two V characters, which of course in many fonts looks similar to a W. The other thing that was kind of interesting about this particular domain name was the Whois record. The Whois record includes a cross-site scripting attack in this case. So if you review this Whois record via a web-based application, you may actually expose yourself to the JavaScript. Guess that tells you how well validated some of these Whois records are. It's really not that unusual to find obviously fake information in there, and now cross-site scripting attacks, or JavaScript in this case, definitely are just another proof that the Whois information is probably not all that to be trusted. And then, well, news about SSL certificates. It appears that a NASA SSL certificate was compromised by a group that calls itself the Iranian Cyber Warriors team. Now, the post they made on Pastebin is a little bit difficult to read because of the broken English they're using, but they're talking about a man-in-the-middle attack, which suggests that they probably stole the certificate and then redirected requests to their own site. Now, some of the parts of posts also look like more traditional SQL injection attack. Either way, it's possible that they use a SQL injection or some other vulnerability to get a hold of the certificate and then launched the man-in-the-middle attack. I think that's probably the best interpretation I can come up with of this post. And a group that identifies itself as the Cyber Warriors team from Iran managed to play an SSL man-in-the-middle attack against a NASA website, according to a Twitter post that it just released. Now, it doesn't actually look to me that like they compromised the SSL certificate. However, if I read their post correctly, and it's a little bit hard to do that because of the broken English that's used in that post, but based on the screenshot they show, apparently they found a purchasing website that used a bad SSL certificate. If you have a bad SSL certificate, then your users, of course, are used to seeing a warning whenever they visit the page. That's apparently what happened here. So they were able to play a man-in-the-middle attack on the login page. The users just got the broken certificate warning that they expected anyway. And as a result, these attackers were able to steal, according to their own proclamation here, thousands of usernames and passwords for NASA researchers. Lesson learned here, don't get your users to do the wrong thing by installing bad SSL certificates. Make sure SSL certificates that you use internally are valid. Use your own certificate authority if you have to, or just get one of the cheap or free SSL certificates. It's better than getting a self-signed broken one and getting your users used to clicking OK. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.